A motley band of heroes set sail, bound for a new life in a lonely island outpost. Beneath the waves, the shattered bones of a long-dead civilization. Treasures beyond the dreams of avarice. Dangers beyond the realm of nightmares. A tale 10,000 years in the making. This is the Raiders of the Lost Continent.
So I've been traveling a lot lately for various reasons, and the other day I was at JFK a few weeks ago, and sitting there by myself, just listening to a podcast or something, and somebody comes up and kicks my foot. And when I find myself at the airport, I always like find somewhere that's like away from any other people, like at whatever right. the gate
I'll
is.
Go multiple
no
gates
flight.
Away. Yeah.
yeah, it's like, oh, there's a flight to Tierra del Fuego here in 9 hours. There's nobody there. That's where I sit. Somebody kicks my foot, and I look. I said, "What the fuck?" And it's Nick Lowe.
Get the hell out of here!
It was Nick Lowe. He was literally at the gate across from my gate.
Yep.
In this terminal, there's like 90 gates in this terminal. You're like yep. right across from me. I didn't even know you were traveling or anything.
Yeah, this is a JFK, one of the biggest airports in the world. and was it Delta, right? I think
yeah,
the Delta,
Delta
terminal.
Yeah.
Like, again, like so many flights. And I just glance over and I see Skid. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I'm like, and I know you guys didn't have a show like at that time because yeah. you'd just been in
LA. We didn't
LA.
Have a show in Tierra del Fuego.
Yeah, right. exactly. No, not at all.
So I was, going to, LA and I was like, Skid, are you going to LA? Like, I'm like, I was like, in my head, I'm like, we're going to be sitting next to each other on yeah, this plane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if you noticed. I didn't notice until I think I sat down on the plane. There's a giant rip in my pants from like...
I did not notice that.
Were you doing splits?
Basically, I was playing with my youngest at home, like wrestling and like Supermaning him up on my feet, like really like on the ground. And so I didn't even notice that it happened. So I'm like at the airport, sitting I'm like, or I get on the plane. I'm like, oh no, you got to be kidding me.
Don't think you try to shove drugs in there.
Yeah. Get them out to LA.
I know. On your way, that would, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
To LA, was your big important meeting.
Oh, yeah.
The so president many. Of Hollywood and so forth.
Mr. Mayor? Jack Mayer? Sit down. I got to tell you something, sir.
Cecil B. DeMayer. So that was really nice. That was a really nice surprise. And,
how much time did you guys get to spend together?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or
just
so.
A few minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I gave him some of the comics I just finished reading.
Yes. Yeah. He gave me a stack of comics, which I read and were amazing. They were yep. a bunch of.
He's the Johnny Appleseed of comics.
Yes.
Just planting this nation with comic trees.
You read his used comics?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he touches his genitals when he reads them.
So how else do you read them? How do you expect me to read them?
That's why I don't like used books, because I always assume people are touching their genitals yeah. while they read.
Well, my vision is so bad that I need a more sensitive part of my body to read it.
Right.
So. Anyway.
Okay.
I didn't know they made Braille for that.
They do.
Wow.
So you guys just concluded this fight in this cave system. You, these monstrous aquatic humanoids with these bizarre tattooed faces and the fangs of their incisors should be. You were able to cut them all down. Drakeus kind of lost his mind for a little bit, started attacking his comrades because the closer you get to the far end of this cavern, the louder it gets, this maddening insect drone, beating insect wings, and Drakeus fell prey to it. But he seems to be all right now. But now you look into the far ends of the cavern where this is coming from, and you see there are bones everywhere, but there's like a mound of bones that looks like a ranged. You can see there's some kind of brazier light beyond this wooden barricade with slats in it, and you can see on the other side of it this brazier, and there is some kind of a figure standing between you and this mound of bones on the other side of this barricade is kind of swaying and saying something, chanting, singing something that like you can barely make it out.
Can we roll?
Sure.
On this perception or more than
yeah,
that?
Do a perception check.
23.
So you can hear it. It's words. You think it's like they sound familiar, but you can't make them out. Do you have any linguistics at all?
I just speak common in Aquan.
Okay, yeah. Then you don't know what she's saying.
It's not in Aslanti, right?
Do you make a perception check?
Yeah.
No.
No, I just was curious. Troy was curious. Now, oh, nat 20.
Okay. Whoa! Ho, ho, yeah, ho. So you can hear it clearly, and to you, it's definitely familiar, but it's really strange. You have linguistics, right?
I don't, actually.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah,
sounds...
Azura has linguistics.
Okay, you do.
Azura, yeah. Do you hear the sound up there? It sounds oddly familiar, but I can't quite make it out.
No, let me come closer. And she's very hesitant because she has 6 hit points. And she creeps up a little bit and tries to hear, see if she can make anything out of this. Oh. How about another natural 20?
Whoa, okay. Nat 20
bonus. That's a 32 linguistics.
So you hear this chanting and you can make out the words clearly from where you are. And again, there are words that you recognize. It's like Aslanti, but after listening to it for a second, you realize it's some barely recognizable dialect of Aslanti.
Ah.
You think if your linguistic skills are sharp enough, you might be able to understand what this person is saying.
First, everyone gather close, and Colonel will channel. Oh, 2 sixes on 3d6.
Wow.
15 points of healing.
Nice.
Beautiful.
How is everyone?
I'm still better off than him, but...
Yeah, I'm about halfway there.
All right, everyone, gather around again. Take another 10 points.
Nice. That's great for me.
That leaves me with one more channel.
How is everybody else?
I'm good.
Because I can try healing myself.
I got a potion if you need... Azura.
I can spontaneous cast and get rid of, like, a... If you need it.
Yeah, I can do one to myself. And then... Yeah, let me do one to myself. God damn it. it's all right, Colonel. Don't worry about it. Okay. Save it.
Azura...
I'm just a few down.
I'm sorry for what happened back there, Azura, but you should... Be proud.
What happened again? Can you remind me?
I almost stabbed you to death.
And why was that?
The fumble.
Oh, it was a fumble. Okay,
yeah,
it wasn't
fumble
like a spell of mine,
but it's like flavorfully tied into this space we're in. Like, I think it makes sense that would be the fumble that would be drawn here.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Drakeus? Oh, Drakeus, don't fret about it. It's okay. We're all in this together. I understand that... In the heat of battle, things can get confusing.
You're in imminent danger, by the way.
Oh.
Maybe it's
Drake,
not the right
stop
time.
Stop trying to distract me! Murder me!
Group therapy, I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to apologize on the record. All right, let's go.
Just want to make that clear.
In imminent danger. Now, I'm sorry, Skid, I didn't understand. So I got a 32 linguistics. You said if my linguistic skills were sharp, I would be able to understand what you're saying.
So you hear what she's saying. You were able to kind of piece together... This dialect that you've never heard, but you can kind of, with your experience
of linguistics,
you think you're able to piece it together. And I will tell you. So you hear this? It's a female voice. It says,
"Prisoners of the land, prey of the open skies, the people will pull the flesh from your bones with our teeth." Your blood will slake our thirst. We will punish your heresy for its chelmna, for the everlasting glory of Azura.
And you see she turns at that, and she looks, and she sees your group through the slats in this barricade. And she gives this kind of cruel smile, and she steps aside out of your field of vision, and you see on top of this pile of bones is some kind of stone chest or something, but it's or like a trough, and you can hear this whimpering, terrified crying coming from within it, and you can just make out like a pair of juvenile Lokatha hands peeking over the rim.
Gish starts moving. Come now!
We must go! We must...
And he starts moving towards the barricade?
Yeah.
And that barricade's there. There we go.
Dragius will be right on his heels.
And you guys can assume that Azura was kind of translating as she heard it, so yeah. you heard everything that she heard.
Gabo, hurry up!
Gabo, you fool!
Gabo, you're lying!
Hey! Oh, Matthew's not here.
Village idiot!
It's like, hold on, I'm coming. Wait, hold on. You guys move so fast. I'm not used to it, eh?
Up your nose with the rubber hose.
I move quite slowly, actually, on land.
I know, about equal. How long does your spiritual weapon
it's gone
last?
Now.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay.
It's gone.
Come, spiritual weapon.
Come. Okay.
Let us continue.
Follow me for another 5 rounds.
So you guys, you get up to this barricade, and it looks heavy, but you look like you could move it if you wanted to.
I want to very badly.
Okay.
So that'd be a strength check?
Yes.
Why can't I? I'm a dummy and I can't find it.
You're in imminent danger, by the way, as you're chit-chatting.
All right, 18 strength.
Yeah, you were able to very easily pull it aside and toss it aside.
Nice work.
Very well done.
Okay. Perception. Before I get ahead of myself and just rush into this strange room.
Okay.
Another perception check?
Sure.
So that is an 18.
So you hear not only the cry coming from the trough on top of this pile of skulls, which is the loudest, but you hear muffled whimpering and crying coming from somewhere to the southwest corner.
And which way did the woman walk?
She moved up to the north side.
So he's knocked an arrow on his bow as he's leading into here, and I think he wants to make a run. Drakius, cover me. And he's going to start making his way towards that altar, towards that trough, because that kid seems in the most danger. And
being sacrificed or something?
Something
weird?
Like that.
Spiritual sacrifice?
So he's going to keep his... He's going to move quickly, but not like a full run. But he's going to keep himself angled towards where the woman moved.
Drakius will redraw out his +1 great axe and stand 5 feet in front of Gish to grant him the cover he needs.
Before you go off, the colonel will touch you and say, Drakius, may Grotus help you keep your mind straight. And he touches you and casts protection from evil.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
Do we make it all the way there, Skid?
No. Okay. when you cross the threshold,
okay, so we're back here.
I'll describe. Oh, you don't have lights, right?
Lights on Drakius's
and I can see
chest plate.
Oh, Drakius. Okay. So once you cross the threshold, I will describe more thoroughly what you see. This flooded cave is roughly square, and its features have been smoothed by the passage of seawater in and out with the ebb and flow of the tide. A large swath of the southern wall, or the western wall, is marred by deep carvings depicting a crude, twisted sigil. A pile of humanoid bones heaped 4 feet high litter the floor in front of the glyph. Atop this mound rests a stone trough.
Wow.
And
4 feet high. That's a lot of bones.
It's a lot of bones. There are bones, like, everywhere. Like, all over this place that you've seen. So...
Oh my God.
What in the blue... Oh, dear.
No.
So
those are kids down there. Okay.
Yeah, you see that towards the southwestern corner, you see tied up are three of the Lokatha children.
Oh, no.
Writhing and struggling. See tears rolling down their scaly faces. You see two more of those, the Gilman, the cannibals that you think that you've looked like the ones you faced before. You see the woman. who's standing off to the side. She is carrying a rapier. She has a bald head covered in tattoos. And behind her, you see this shape. This is where the droning is coming from.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And it's scary looking.
It's nothing but a blur, but you hear this coming from it.
That's so scary.
And it's like, it feels like it's the source of all the madness you can imagine. Roll for initiative.
Oh,
yes.
My God. This is incredible.
Yes.
Roll for initiative.
Come on. Azora.
Natural one.
No, Gish.
Oh, well, you're so thrown off emotionally.
Yeah, you are thrown for sure.
This is terrible.
Gish, what did you end up with?
With my one, nine.
Nine, okay. Azura,
20.
That's good.
Yes! You want your bard to get a 20.
Colonel?
12.
12.
You want your cleric to get a 4.
Drakeus?
23.
23.
Ooh, natural 20.
Yeah,
nice,
Brett.
Dude.
I love you.
Nice. Gavo, what did you get?
Hey, let me look at my sheet. Hold on. I emailed it to me, and I gotta look at it right quick. It's the 20.
Nice.
No, 19. Sorry, it's a 19.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, so Drakeus, you go first.
Oh my God! Drakeus is going to 5 foot step over, and he's going to think to himself, "I may be within their home, but I will show them my domain, which is death, and will strike out at the first Gilman with a +1 great axe, aquatic humanoids, +4 to hit and damage."
You mean the woman right there? That's the woman, right? That's
oh, the main the woman. Boss. Yes, yeah. Yes. I'll strike out at the. Well, I almost want to go out at one of the Gilman to take out the mini guys first, but let's see. Let's take out the woman first. Fudge butts. 11. If she's an aquatic humanoid, it would be a 15.
That she is an aquatic humanoid, but that does not hit.
What? Why did I waste it on the initiative?
Why did you
not hit?
Why did you go before your bard? You fool.
Oh, good point.
That's true. What did you roll,
if
though?
If 17 would have hit, I'd be pissed. 20.
Oh, you were right behind me. I should have delayed. Sorry.
Well, we'll see. If she's a 22...
And it is the woman's turn.
Oh, no.
Good night.
All right.
Oh, there we go. So it worked out.
She...
Your stupidity worked out in your favor.
She takes a 5 foot step back.
Always does.
Smart.
And...
It's a caster.
Drakeus. She does this motion with her hand, and she opens her mouth to speak, and you don't understand the language, but you instinctively know what she means. She says, "Drop." Make a will save.
Oh, no.
All the dudes.
No.
11.
All right, now don't forget, protection from evil. If she's evil...
Nothing.
If this is any type of spell that tries to possess or exercise mental control over you, like an enchantment spell,
command.
You get another saving throw.
Great.
Yeah.
Automatically?
Mm-hmm.
Right to start? Right off the bat.
And you get a +2 morale bonus to your save as well.
All right, so that was a 13. The second roll is...
No, that's a save.
Oh, it was? Oh, great.
A 13 is a save.
Beautiful.
Nice.
I think sweet. What it does, if you cast Protection from Evil on someone who's already enchanted, they get a second save.
I think they just
get a +2 if they...
It's just a +2 if it's cast on them.
Oh, thank God.
So.
And you're not immune to enchantment effects by evil creatures?
You're immune to possession.
Possession, but command.
Like mind control.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
a long spell text.
Okay.
Immediately receives another saving throw against any spells or effects that possess or exercise mental control of the creature, such as charm person, command, and dominate person. That save is made with a +2 morale bonus using the same DC. If successful, such effects are suppressed.
So they don't even go away.
While under the effects of the spell, the target is immune to any new attempts to possess or exercise mind control.
Wow.
So you'd be immune. Yeah. Yeah. So I think you would be immune anyway. She did not know that.
Wow. Huge casting of
protection
from evil.
Beautiful.
I got you, buddy.
All right. And one of the Gilman cannibals charges at Drake. He's like, opens his mouth and swings madly with its trident. And misses.
All
beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
Okay. And it is Azura's turn.
Come on, Azura.
Come on.
Come on, Azura.
We need it.
Azura is going to move up right behind the Kern dog, who's right behind Gish. She's kind of in this hallway before it all opens up. And I think that she can get another look at this creature. Now, the creature, it's the woman that smiled cruelly at us that
yes.
tried to cast command, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do a knowledge check on her.
Okay.
So is that local?
Knowledge local.
She's going to use her lore master ability to make it a 23.
Okay. Yeah, she is a Gilman.
She is a Gilman, just
some
a caster.
Kind of strain of Gilman, and yeah, she's some kind of caster. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing particular besides she can and was okay. All right, she's going to step up. Gish, do not let them distract you from the children. You must fight bravely. Drakeus, you are immune to their effects. You can take them out. It'll be easy. So inspire courage.
What about me? Say something nice about me.
Colonel, you rolled a natural one for initiative. You're doomed. Actually, I don't think you did.
I didn't.
You didn't. All right. Then you're going to be. You're going to live.
I feel so inspired by those words.
She doesn't need to inspire the colonel. He doesn't care about anything.
Oh, boy.
Remind me your name again.
He kind of wants to die. Inspire courage plus two.
Sweet.
Awesome. All right.
Beautiful.
Plus nice. Two to attack and damage.
Nice work.
Sweat.
Nice. Beautiful, beautiful work. Okay. And it is Gavo's turn.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, oh my God. I don't want you fighting in there without me because it's real dangerous.
And he runs. He like pushes his way like past Azura, Colonel Luther, Gish, and Drakeus. And moves up to the Gilman who just attacked Drakeus. And swings at him with his cutlass. Oh, natural two.
Oh,
oh good.
No.
Oh,
that
Gavo.
Is some shitty swashbuckling,
way
Gavo.
To go, Matthew, you idiot. You ruined everything again, Matthew. And it is this creature's turn. This entity, whatever.
Oh,
it
is. This entity. That's what I wanted to do the knowledge check on, but it's around the corner from me. I just can't quite see it yet.
So it takes it. Boom, it just kind of hovers, and you can kind of make out this shape. It's very tall, very gaunt, and you can see these insectile buzzing wings moving impossibly fast. And you see, and you hear the sound is like, and this burst of spiders lands onto the floor with a flop and immediately starts making its way towards Gish.
No, Gish, no.
This is bad.
I'm immune to spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
very lucky.
Racial trait? Immunity to spiders.
I took it as a feat.
Yeah. An alternate racial trait?
Okay, so. And. Spiders. Yeah, it like moves right onto Gish's space. I think you have an opportunity for an attack of opportunity, Gish.
Okay.
With your bow?
With my bow.
No, you know.
Do I just try to step on it?
No, oh yeah, you can't take one. All right, so it swarms you, and they just it's starts crawling up your legs, all the way up your thighs, into your crotch.
Oh, no.
It does.
My pants are ripped. I can get right in.
4 points of damage, and make a fortitude save.
Okay, fortitudinous, let's see. Ugh, 11.
You're all right.
Oh, jeez.
You're okay. All right, it is Colonel Luther's turn.
Colonel Luther's turn. What kind of weapon do you have out, Gish?
My composite longbow.
Ah, and that uses strength?
Yeah.
For damage, but it's a range attack, but do you get a bonus to damage based on your strength or no?
No.
Well.
Basically, the bow gives a bonus to strength if you have that strength. Magically increasing your strength doesn't increase the damage of the bow.
The bow would have to be rated plus one, plus two. There's way
more strength. And if it was higher, then like you couldn't even...
It's easy to see. You just have a harder string to pull back, and you're only strong enough to pull it back if you're...
Right.
Yeah. Do you have a melee weapon?
Yeah, I've got a dagger, and I've got a trident.
Trident, okay. The colonel's going to hold.
If anything you do with the spiders would help too, either way.
Yeah, I just want to see what you're going to do.
All right,
okay.
So I'm going to hold.
and it is one of the other cannibals' turn. The other cannibal's turn. And he moves up, flanking Gavo, and stabs at Gavo with his trident. And that is a natty 14. Ooh. And he hits.
Oh, God.
And.
Wow.
That is 8 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Matthew, you're
on
speechless.
Gavo. Yeah, he can't even say anything. He's so fucked up. okay. And it is Gish's turn.
All right. What I want to do is I want to move kind of between this asshole and those kids there.
Okay.
I also want to do a knowledge check, a knowledge local on that beast and that weird person, the weird thing.
The one that the noise is coming from?
Yeah, the one the noise comes who casts
knowledge
the spiders.
Local would not do it.
I guess just maybe perception check, because we haven't really seen much of him
You
yet.
Can do a perception check, right. Yeah.
That is a 21.
Yeah, so there's definitely... There's some sort of effect, like blurring it. That's like it gets where you can't see. It's indistinct, and you can just—it's so hard to make out its shape. But you can see it is just this tall, lanky, gaunt figure with these beating insect wings, and it looks like its head is reminiscent of a praying mantis or something.
Oh my goodness!
But that's
gracious.
About it. That's okay. About all. You
horrifying.
Can see.
All right, so I move to get in between this Gilman and the kids over here. And I'm going to study my target. I'm going to point-blank shot and deadly aim this motherfucker. And I'm going to shoot my bow at him. I can still do that at close range, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he gets
it
an attack
provokes,
of opportunity.
If, oh, am I
just
moving?
Stay away from him.
Oh, just go down here?
Yeah, right. You can be 10 feet away from him.
All right. Same square as the kid, and I'm like, we're here for you. And I start
you can't
speaking.
Be in the same square. You
okay,
have to,
there, gotcha.
Yeah.
As I'm doing this, I'm speaking to the children. Like, it's okay. We're here for you. And I shoot at this motherfucker.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh my god. Yeah! Oh my god.
We needed that so bad.
Come on, confirm that crit.
Here comes the confirm.
Come
roll.
On, Nick.
It's a cracked eye. Natural 15 on the die.
Nice. Oh, we got a confirmed
that
Jarsky,
is that is
dude.
A crit.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That's
amazing.
Huge.
Oh, god.
Oh my god.
Beautiful.
I got all my
beautiful.
Stuff.
Beautiful. Are you a
up.
Named character?
Yes,
a stupidly named character.
Phenomenal, dude. Phenomenal. All right, let's
oh,
see.
Oh man, this is clutch.
We got Mike from Jackson, Mississippi.
All right.
What was that? Your projectile hits your opponent so hard it pierces through. Triple damage and normal damage to any target within a 30-foot line beyond the target.
Wow, so that's times
wow.
4 damage.
If there is a second target, they get a reflex save for no damage.
Is it trident times 3?
No, it's a bow.
I got my bow.
Oh, use the bow!
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
quadruple
yeah,
damage!
That's quadruple damage.
Well, but then it pierces through in a straight
Does
line.
Does it hit Gavo?
That would hit Gavo.
It definitely hits Gavo, but the guy behind Gavo gets a reflex save to avoid all damage, it seems like.
No, Gavo would. If it hits Gavo, he gets a reflex save to avoid all damage.
Ah.
It says another target beyond the creature, which
Shoot.
I guess it doesn't say enemy.
Well, there is no
well,
target
well, I
beyond
it said,
the creature.
But don't
he's attacking the yeah. woman.
What? You're attacking the woman?
No.
You're attacking the Gilman right in front
yeah,
of you.
I'm attacking the Gilman.
Oh, I thought you were going after the woman.
Yeah, okay. So unfortunately, Gavo's right in between.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks.
Oh, well.
And so, and flanking, remind me, flanking doesn't do any damage.
No
bonus.
Flanking.
It's just hitting. Aren't I flanking him with
Gavo? No, you're not at range.
Gavo, gotcha.
Range.
Right.
You can with
so,
certain...
So my damage is 1d8 plus 10, and I'm quadrupling that.
It's 1d8 plus 10.
Right? My damage for my
closet
longbow?
I guess it is.
So 4d8 plus 40?
Yep. What?
4d8 plus 40 damage?
There's no way. That can't be right.
My damage to my longbow is 1d8 plus 10.
Because of the Inspire Courage?
You have that on, right?
Yeah.
The Inspire Courage?
Yeah.
I guess that would help.
What's your strength?
And you do deadly aim?
Yeah, I did deadly aim and point blank shot. and okay. study target.
Deadly aim will do it.
Oh, and study target.
Oh, yeah.
48 plus 40.
40.
You're going to kill it one shot.
And maybe Gabbo.
And Gabbo, too, dude.
So Gabbo gets a reflex save?
Yeah. Oh, so first roll your 48 damage. Okay. Stop not rolling damage, Nick.
Sorry.
Talking to people.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't even have that many
D8s. I don't. I have to steal from Matthews. So 48, right?
4d8. Roll them, and then you add the numbers together.
Guaranteed two of those.
Well, I'm in trouble.
And then add that.
All right. So I've got 13, 17, and 22 plus 40 is 62.
62 points of damage. So academic. So you kill him outright. What happens, Nick? I'll give you a chance to describe.
I see the fear in the kid's eyes as I come close, and they see me and they recognize me, and so they don't know what to think. And I see this, and this tribe that they are from has been so huge to Gish. He was not born in this tribe. They took him in. And the fact that these kids were taken and he did not stop it, it just lit this fire in him. And he sees these kids and these Gilman, that these cannibal fuckers have put them in such danger. And so he turns as he's, you know, pulling his bow, and he looks at this Gilman in his dead eyes, and like just to, and it's also to show these kids, like, you are not going to die today. You are not going to die today. And he lets the fucking arrow go, and he sees as it starts, like, the string, like, starts thrusting it past him. And I think it just might go right through the guy's his eye.
Yeah.
Like, right through his eyeball.
Yeah. Weird, and out the back eyeball. Of his skull.
Yep. And does it hit my good friend?
Well, it does. He rolled a 10 on his reflex.
Oh, my God.
So it's double damage to Gabbo?
No, 1d8 plus 10. Oh, normal damage.
Okay. 1d8 plus 10.
Okay. Roll well, my
brutal.
Friend.
Oh, but no. Take away, what, 2 for study target?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. That's true.
So just so that'd be 1d8 plus 8. So
actually, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's always weird because it's like you get the inspired courage bonus too.
You'd be inspired to kill your friend.
All right. Well, take the study target away for sure.
All right. Take study target away. 1d8 plus 8. I rolled a 3. So that is an 11.
11. Okay.
Ow. Hey, what you doing?
What was that?
You got all this fish blood all over me and an arrow in me.
Nice job, Mike.
Oh my
god. Insta-kill.
Wow. Oh, that is that was quite good. All right, so now that is the end of the round unless Colonel Luther chooses to act.
Colonel Luther will act. Okay. He will diagonal move in 5-foot step and then cast searing light on the moth
Beautiful.
Creature.
Beautiful.
Range touch attack.
I hate
what,
this.
What kind of I energy is that?
So it is the kind that he is not immune to.
Okay.
If that's what your question is.
So convenient. Okay.
It's divine. It's divine power, like a ray of the sun, a blast of light.
Divine energy. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a divine energy. Now, if he's undead, let me know. It'll be different damage. But let's just see when I miss on the ranged attack first, which I most likely will. I got pretty good.
Thing.
It's range touch.
Range
Come
touch.
Come on. There we go. 18 against touch.
Okay. That would be a hit. Roll a...
Oh, go.
Concealment for the blur.
Oh, the blur.
Blur. Okay.
The blur.
20% miss chance. 20 or lower, it misses.
Okay, here's a good thing. With blind fight, I can re-roll if I miss.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. So you said 20 or lower, I miss?
You're going to be fine.
You got 2 shots at this?
Please.
76.
Yeah.
Okay.
76.
Now roll a caster level check.
Oh,
it's got spell resistance, bro.
I don't think I've rolled one of these as a player in 14 years. Caster level
check. Now, don't you wish you had combat casting? Oh, no, it's not combat casting. It's just straight up spell resistance.
17 on the deck.
Don't mess with the curve.
22.
So you see this beam. Well, you describe what happened.
So the colonel just like steps gently past the swarm of whatever that is and just outstretches his palm, and you see, while everyone else might be unnerved by the maddening sound in the room, the colonel has a wide smile on his face, and boom, a burst of holy light comes out of his hand at this creature.
Holy light from an unholy man.
Is he undead?
He is not.
Okay, so it's going to be 2d8.
Okay.
Come on. All right, 10 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah, terrific. So this thing, it penetrates all of its defenses. And you can see this like flash, this burning of its flesh behind the blur. And the buzz, from the buzz, it's this like high-pitched shriek of pain above the buzzing noise.
Oh, God.
And that is a new round.
The mantis is mine.
Okay.
You can have it.
Yep.
You're welcome to it.
It is Dracus's turn.
As Colonel Luther steps up and shoots a ray of searing light at that creature, the only source of fear for Dracus in this room is assuaged, and it leaves his eyes, and it is replaced with a deep, dark hatred for aquatic humanoids, and he slashes out at the Gilman in front of him. 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Minimum damage. So that's 20 points of damage.
minimum damage.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And you have the Inspire Courage on there, right?
Yep.
All right.
You hit with your spear with the.
With the Great Axe.
Oh, with the Great Axe.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So you chop down and you don't get a clean hit, but you still dig it deep into his flesh and his shoulder. And he also cries out in pain. It is...
Dragius will take a 5-foot step forward as well to allow other people maneuvering room if they need to get in. But he's right next to that blurry creature and the Gilman now, so it's a rough spot.
Okay. You see, you have Dracius, for some reason, this woman is focusing her wrath. She seems to be focusing her wrath on you. She takes a 5-foot step back, further into the depths of the cave.
Oh, dear.
And she makes some other arcane movement with her hands, with her splayed fingers, and says some arcane words that you don't understand. Make another will save.
Come on, baby. 14.
Oh, man. You're all right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I probably wouldn't have made it with that. I'm still getting the +2 on this one. Does this count for the +2 from Protection of Evil?
It does,
okay,
yes.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Save my life.
You feel this. +2 and luck bonus, basically. Reroll.
You feel the shuddering, kind of almost slowing through your nervous system for a second, but you're able to shake it off.
Oh, my God. Barely. Oh, my goodness.
Just on the edge of madness at all times.
And it is the Gilman's turn. He stabs at Gavo with his trident, misses, turns
yes!
with nice. His short sword in his other hand to Dracius, misses again.
Right.
Oh, man.
And it is Azura's turn.
All right, Azura's going to try to get in here. She's looking 10 feet away at this swarm of spiders. She's going to try to get out of this situation. So first thing she's going to do is say a quick incantation and cast invisibility on herself.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So she's going to vanish out of sight of this thing. Then she is going to move past the colonel. Whew, you feel this like slight move past you.
What was that?
Yeah, and as she goes past, you just hear her voice echoing through the room. Well done, Gish. Well done, Dracus. Keep it up. They can't withstand your attack. And she's going to move deep into the room, into front of where the kids are, 30 feet away, kind of near between the kids and almost at the altar where this one is in a box. And she's going to do a knowledge check on that thing that's across the way.
Nice. Okay.
And
knowledge, there'd be knowledge planes.
Knowledge planes. She looks at it and she's like, ho, I've seen this in my travels. She is, and she will take 20 on it.
Okay.
Which
all right.
She can do 4 times a day if it's planes, because she is.
Oh, wow. That's her.
An interplanar traveler.
Yes, yes.
That's and
cool.
So okay. She. So, sorry. So that ends up being a 30.
Wow. Okay.
30 knowledge check. And I want to know as much as I can about, you know, weaknesses. So, obviously, the spell resistance, but.
So, you know, you recognize this thing, you're able to identify it. This is something you studied specifically at one point in your life. This is a type of psychopomp.
Oh.
Which are, they're ordinarily, they're creatures that live in the ethereal plane that their function is ordinarily to usher spirits into the afterlife. But some of them go rogue and turn evil, and this is... one of those.
Wow.
It is a Sakil Wisak.
A Sakil Wisak?
They revel in pain and fear. They drink it like nectar.
Wow.
It's this insectile thing. It has spell casting abilities. You know that it has a resistance to damage that is dealt to it. And it is also resistant to cold, electricity, and sonic damage.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Cold, electricity,
all right, so she sort of whispers this for a split second under her breath. What, I can't remember what it was called already. Such a crazy name.
Psychopomp. Like
it is a type of psychopomp. So these psychopomps that go rogue and start spreading fear and suffering are called Sakiel. This is a Wisak type of Sakiel.
Okay.
Wow. God, we gotta kill everything.
It's hovering. It's hovering just a little. Its feet aren't touching the ground. It's like hovering.
Okay.
Its head is like almost touching the ceiling in here.
So yeah, and she will share this. It is the most dangerous thing in the room. Take it out as soon as you can. And we'll give you, you know, it's going to be, you know, resistant to damage and... It is immune to this and this and this.
It whatever. Doesn't like being hit by things.
Right.
Hit it with some things.
Hit it with things. And that's her turn.
Okay. Well done. It is Gavo's turn. He's like, I don't know. It's all pops and whizzes. I don't know what you're saying. And he unleashes the full fury of his whatever attacks I can figure out onto the remaining Gilman.
Get him, Gavo. Get him good.
All right. He stabs with... swings down with his cold iron cutlass.
Get it.
Natty 16. Oh, that is a critical threat.
Critical threat for Gavo.
There he goes.
Critical.
Critical threat. All right.
We need those harmonies.
And... that is a confirmed critical.
Whoa! MG.
Hey.
Good timing. Nicely done. Okay. Let's see. This one from Michael in Georgia. Cinematic clash. You and your target clash in an epic struggle. With one deft twist of your blade, you are able to gain a superior advantage. Double damage, and the target's weapon gains the broken condition. They must make a reflex save or drop the weapon. So this thing had a weapon out, right?
It has two weapons out.
Two weapons out. All right, so yeah, whichever one, pick one. Basically, he tried to block Gavo's hit with his weapon, and then Gavo pushed through, succeeded in the attack, and broke his weapon.
Okay, so he tries to parry, much like Gavo would do in this own,
exactly.
own circumstance, but not for much, so let's see. That's 20 points of damage, and that's enough.
That's enough to just put him down?
Yeah, he cuts right through his short sword as he tries to block him and into his skull, cleaving it and killing.
Nice, Michael. Moment.
All right, we're clearing the room.
Two for Thank two you, on crits.
Thank you, Gavo.
And so now he has a move action. So he takes a 5-foot step to close the distance between himself and this priestess. All right, things are tightening up here. And it is the Weesock's turn.
Oh, dear.
My loins are quaking.
This thing's truly horrible.
Yeah.
As soon as the other Gilman falls, the wings start beating faster and louder. And the sound is shaking the room. And it's piercing into all of your skulls.
Ugh.
Everybody make a will save.
Oh, boy.
Gish got 19.
20 for the Kerns.
Is this an enchantment spell or effect?
It is... No, it's not. It is not. I don't think it is. It doesn't say it is.
Okay.
And charm or fear?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a 22 for Azura.
Okay.
It's a 10 for Drakius.
What?
Okay.
It's not good.
He's right up next to it.
Just bat it buffeting his face.
That's with your plus two?
Yep.
Stand firm!
So, and what does Drakius get? Drakius is okay. So, the rest of you are okay. You're able to push out. You feel this this pushing into your brain, but Drakius falls prey to this thing. You have the same thing that happened to you before.
No!
Very similar. You are confused.
Oh, geez.
Are we talking D100s?
Will be.
Start attacking the colonel!
And it moves away behind the priestess.
Provoking.
Because that's concealments, right?
Oh. Well, no, it's only partial. Total concealment, I think.
Okay, all right, then.
But I'll look it up. But
all right, that is a swing and a miss from Gavo as this thing crosses through his
path. And if I'm confused, I'm unable to.
yeah. Talk about getting into the
nitty
gritty.
Good luck finding that in the book.
Right. Yeah.
You roll on your own turn for confusion, but I guess we'll roll now and see what the effect is. If you act normally, I guess you can take a...
I see a quick note here. It will not make attacks of opportunity against any creature it is not already devoted to attacking. I've not been devoted to attacking that creature yet.
Okay.
So I don't think I would.
Okay. So
I think I'm still focused in on the aquatic humanoids in the room, which makes sense with my hatred towards them as a ranger. So I don't think I would make an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So it is...
Oh, Skid, don't forget the spiders.
I think you
might have forgotten.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, this is the most complicated fight that I've ever had to do.
You have two majorly complicated people to run.
Yes.
And
Gavo.
Yep. And Gavo.
Yep. And so there's a lot going on. Okay, so the swarm... Now, I don't understand. So does it just keep going in one direction, or can it move towards enemies? I don't know. I know with Vomit Swarm, it normally just moves in one direction.
Oh, it's a Vomit Swarm. Maybe it can't move on its own.
You can't direct it with a
move action or something?
Well, he took
you can move the swarm or change the swarm's direction by spending a standard action to concentrate. Otherwise, it continues moving in its current direction.
Okay. All right. So the swarm keeps moving down along the edge of the cliff, the edge of the cave, down to where Gish is and near the children.
Oh, crud.
Okay. And that makes it Gish's turn.
Come on, Gish.
Okay. Let's see. I am going to... I don't know that Azur... I guess you talk to me, so I know you're there.
Yeah, you hear my voice reverberating throughout. You just don't see where I am.
And there's nothing I can do about this spider swarm. I got nothing that can help, I don't think, on that front. So I'm going to move through your square towards the kid on the altar and try to get between... I guess I could do the 5, 10... 15, 20. Can I move there, Skid? I'm going to move in between him and the enemies there?
That's a mound of bones and skulls.
So I'm going to move. Can I move? How close?
You can stand to its right. Yeah, you're standing that's good.
Okay.
And you, when you get up close, you recognize this is Satsu. She's a little girl. She's about 4 years old.
Okay. And can I do a perception as to, is she bound? What's the situation? Okay.
Yeah.
I rolled an 11, so that is a 20.
All right, so her hands and her feet are bound. She's not gagged like the other three are.
Okay.
So her wails, our plaintive wails, are filling this cavern along with this droning buzz. And she looks at you. She's pleading with you. She knows it's you, and she is pleading with you in her eyes to let her go, but she's hysterical with fear.
Does she seem in immediate danger?
No one is directly threatening her right now.
I think I'm here for you. It's Satsu, you said, right? Yeah.
Satsu, yeah.
We will save you, Satsu. And he is going to take a shot. He's not steady target because he is a move action. Because that takes a move action. So he is going to go after that beast, I think, up there is my best shot.
Okay.
Rather than going through Gabo at the woman.
Okay.
And this is going to be tough because it's concealed because it's got blur.
Right.
But so I'm still keeping on I'm going to keep on deadly aim, and I'm going to point blank shot. Am I? Yeah, because I'm within 30 of it. 5, 10, yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
10 on the die for a 21.
Okay, that is a hit.
Now I got to roll concealment.
Roll concealment.
And that is a D100, right? No.
Yes, yeah. D100, 20 or less, it misses.
D10. Where's my D10? I stink at this. I'm sorry. That's 12. That's a 10. That's 10? That's an 8 still? That's 10. All right. Here we go. That is an 81.
81. Oh. Okay. That hits.
All right.
Nice, dude.
Okay. So, and this is 1d8 plus 8. 18 points of damage.
Wow.
You just rolled a 20.
That's the 20. I'm an idiot. Sorry. Shut up. 7 on the die, the 15 Ooh. Points of damage.
Wow.
Okay.
Dude. Nice. So
the heat of the moment.
Shoot. Like you hit it like right in its side and it lets out another squeal whistle of pain.
Okay.
Okay. And it is the Colonel's turn.
Okay. So wish Matthew was here to see how this could end up playing out. But the Colonel looks into Drakeus' eyes and sees that Drakeus is lost. Like, the lights are out and no one's really home. And he just looks at Drakeus, looks across the room at the other creatures, looks at the rest of the party, and he's just got this wide smile on his face as this buzzing is reverberating throughout all of our skulls. And he says, yes, Drakeus, I believe you will be the first to learn that the only way to true power is to embrace the madness, embrace the anger and the hatred that you feel. Go. And he touches Drakeus and casts Rage on him.
Oh man.
Oh, this could backfire.
And then he steps away. Watch it unfold.
Okay, all right.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Someone's in trouble. Someone is definitely in trouble. We'll see.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it's a new round. It is Drakeus' turn. But I just realized this is I'm terribly sorry, but for all of you who love things that suck. But Drakeus is actually immune to confusion because of the protection from evil.
That was a clutch-ass spell.
We're getting more mileage out of that spell than we've ever got.
It really is. It is one of the most powerful, especially first-level spells in the entire game. It is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I read something years ago that, like, one of the best wands you can get at first level is Protection from Evil because it doesn't scale with level.
Yeah.
So you don't lose any value in it at 10th level. You know?
Right, yeah.
And it's as cheap as a Cure Light Wounds wand.
Well, it doesn't change my roleplay. Because he looked at Drakeus, and Drakeus always looks confused.
Yep, that's a good point.
So I stick with my role play.
Okay, so Drakeus, you can act normally.
Oh boy, so Drakeus is going
attack Gavo anyway.
To normally take a 5-foot step up and attack the priestess that has been his bane this entire time.
Indeed,
that's gotta be Bane.
Oh, 15 on the die for a total of a 27.
Wow.
Come on, plus 18, so that's 25 points of damage.
Oh my god. Okay. So you cut into her real good, and she, like, stumbles a little bit under the immense pain. You did a serious wound to her. And it is her turn. She is kind of stuck where she is. So you know what she does? Her eyes kind of glaze over and this emanation of black light energy comes out of her. Everybody roll a will save.
Oh no.
I don't care for that.
Ooh. So many saves in this combat.
Not good. Not good.
Ooh.
Five.
Five.
Oh, man.
25 for Drakeus.
Okay.
28 for the Colonel. I'll give some of mine to Gish.
Okay.
I'll go
wait, Drakeus, what'd you get?
25.
Okay. And Azura?
13.
All right. And... Ooh, and Gavrix fails. All right. So Gish and Gavo take 12 points of damage.
Oh,
the rest
damn.
Of you take 6.
And what kind of damage is this?
This is negative energy.
Ooh.
Ooh,
I don't like that. There's too many negative, too much negative energy in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, my gills.
The colonel's going to leave. He doesn't like this negative energy.
That's a lot of negative energy in here. And it is Azura's turn.
Most of it comes from you, Colonel.
That's true.
Azura. So, Drakeus, how do Drakeus and Gabo look hit points wise? Like, Drakeus doesn't look too injured.
Drakeus looks good.
Gabo's hurt, but not terribly
hurt,
bad.
But not terribly hurt. Bad. Okay. She is going to. Man, there's just nothing I can do to hurt these guys.
Can you cut the
the
kid down?
Yeah, that's what I was going to try to do. Is
cut
like,
the kid apart?
Cut the kid apart?
It's not the colonel.
Can you murder the nearest child?
So clambering up on these skulls, is this like a move action or or like a climb? Do I need to climb?
No, it's not like a
just
climb,
difficult
but
terrain.
It's difficult terrain, yeah.
Any buffing you can do?
I mean, the Inspire Courage is going, and no, there's no other buffing I can do.
No.
She's going to move up onto the bone pile.
Okay.
And look inside the thing.
Okay. And as you climb up, as you get onto it, the skulls are like, you're coming loose and like rolling onto the floor. And you see inside, you see this juvenile fish creature lying in there crying and screaming in fear and pain.
Okay.
And it's bound. Its hands and feet are bound.
She's going to whisper, "It's going to be okay." This creature just hears this out of the air, doesn't like see anything, and then she's going to pick the child up out
okay.
of the thing.
Okay, so you pick up a little Satsu. All right, it is Gabo's turn. Gabo takes a "Hey, lady, I don't like what you do." that is a natural 17. That's a critical threat.
Oh my god! Another critical threat.
Wow. That is not a confirmed fumble.
Okay.
All that pomp and circumstance for nothing.
But, that is 16 points of damage.
Still pretty damn good.
And that takes her out.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. Gabo, move forward.
Turning on a dime.
Make way, Gabo.
And he is actually also adjacent to the Weesox, so he takes a swing with his dagger at it. Natural one.
Oh, that's going to be easy to confirm, too.
That is a confirmed fumble.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
The muscles will rumble. The dice, they will tumble.
Oh, dear.
And fumble.
All right.
Nick Lowe unplugged.
David from Massachusetts. Dizzying swing. You swing your weapon a little too hard, causing you to spin about wildly. The force of the swing causes you to become flat-footed until your next turn. And nauseated?
Oh, wow. Okay.
For 1d4 rounds, a successful fortitude save negates the nauseated.
I'm thinking about
condition.
The scene from The Sandlot where the kids are doing chewing tobacco while riding the carnival rides and Keyless playing, and they all just vomit off the side of the tilt-a-whirl.
All right, so let's do the fortitude save. And it's AC? Is that what it is?
It's AC.
That is a fail.
Oh, God. So, we just lost Gabo.
Let's see.
Oh, and now you don't have to roleplay him.
All right, so three rounds.
He's done.
He's done. He spins around.
Brutal.
And the combination of this noise
and
this equilibrium being lost, he is vomiting and not in good shape. And it is the creature's turn.
I guess you're going to have to finish it.
You hear on the wind.
And this droning noise continues. Everyone make another will save, except for Drakeus.
Okay.
Nice.
21.
Crush City.
That is a 20, or an 18.
24.
Nice, team.
Okay. You're all right.
What about Gabo? Not that it matters.
Gabo, yeah, let's see.
I mean, he can't take any actions.
Yeah,
he
can't take any actions anyway. He fails.
Oh, God.
So he will be confused and vomiting on his turn.
That was a mess.
And
we've all been there.
Vomit on the nearest creature.
We've all been there.
76 to 100.
And it is Gish's turn.
Okay. As my move action, I study this target.
Which target?
I can study two. I can study both of them.
Well, the ones
she's gone. It's just the
there's only the wasp,
one,
right?
There's only the weird psychopomp,
monster.
The Wissack left.
The psychopomp.
Yeah. So I study my target. I knock my next arrow. I got deadly aim, point blank shot, studied target.
Come on.
It is all lined up. It is time to take a
friggin'
arrow at this motherfucker?
Natural 20!
Twice!
You are a beast
twice!
Today.
Unbelievable.
He's a Lukathan folk hero.
Oh, we're out of the box. Probably not. 7 on the die for 20.
That's a confirmed critical.
Yes!
Now roll for concealment.
Oh yeah,
grab on a
brutal bicycle. Brutal.
I always do that on my bike.
21 or higher, you're okay.
69.
Yeah.
Oh, kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I rolled a 69.
Do you know what that means?
I forgot. No, I don't remember.
It means it's the best
possible result. All right, well, look up the crit. Look up the crit.
Okay, the crit was going to be from Richard in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, my God.
Penetrating shot. Similar theme here. Man, you are penetrating your enemies. The projectile passes through the first target creature and hits one additional creature within the weapon's range in a straight line on the opposite side. It's basically the same thing. That's so funny.
Oh, wow.
But it was half damage to the other creature.
The wall is the other creature.
Yeah. But it doesn't say the amount of damage it does.
I'll teach you, Cave.
So I guess it's double damage?
Okay, so that's triple damage.
Triple damage. Again.
Triple damage.
Roll damage.
Okay. There's 1, 2, 3.
Come on, Gish. Okay,
triple damage.
Come on,
so
Gish.
D8 plus 10. I got my 3D8 in my hand.
3D8 plus 30.
Yep. Each 10.
Plus 30.
It's great because it has DR.
It has DR, so it'll all go through. Or over it, exactly.
11, 12. 12 plus 30 is 42.
Okay, so I am going... You find a chink in its armor. This is weak spot. It's like Bard with a black arrow. You find a bare spot, and you hit it right through the blur, and it penetrates all of its DR. It's not dead.
Wow.
But it is almost dead.
So Gish is all over the place, but his heart is in the right place. His mind is in the right place. These children behind him and next to him are in such danger. He sees the little one picked up by the invisible Azura. Whoa. Just get out of there.
Rising
so
into
it's
the
like
air.
Things are happening, and his confidence is just boosted as he lets this arrow go and finds that chink in the armor against this thing. And he just is like, "You will die today, you beast!"
Okay. All right. Well done, Gishmal. And it is the Colonel's turn.
Let's fucking go.
Colonel steps up, swings the flail.
Natural 1.
Oh.
No.
Oh. I was like, is that a 7?
And you're blocking us.
Nope. It's a 1.
And I stepped right up into the action to try and deal the killing blow.
God.
Oof.
All right. This one is from Rob in Pennsylvania. Red-faced. Despite your confidence, your target... And you were just talking shit. Despite your confidence, your target easily evades your strike. You gain the shaken condition until you can score a successful hit against your target.
Okay, not terrible.
If the target dies before you're able to strike it, you remain shaken until the end of the combat. Will save negates. Oh, so you still get a will save.
Right. Actually, I probably will beat it. Low 15 against the AC
against
of the creature.
Against the AC of the creature. That's probably a fail, right?
That is a fail.
Okay. So I'm shaking.
All right, so you're shaking.
You're shaking.
That goes.
All right.
That balances out the Inspire Courage.
Yes.
The Colonel misses badly, and he begins to wonder, am I too old to do this anymore?
It's true. Shaking.
Should I have retired? It is a new round. It is Drakeus' turn.
Drakeus looks down at the priestess that was fallen by Gavo and steps into her square, stomping on her sword hand just in case she's still alive so she can't pick it up. I remember her fingers, her digits waving in the air to cast spells against me, and I did not like that. And let's see if he can take down this evil creature.
Yes, Drakeus.
That is a 17 to hit.
That is a miss.
Oh, no.
He was already counted as damage.
That is a miss.
You never count.
This creature's no joke.
Missing the creature.
It is. It is Azura's turn.
Azura is going to carry this child down from the
throw
top.
It at the creature.
Yeah.
Ranged attack. Improvised weapon.
She's going to carry the creature down off of the thing, whispering soft words of comfort to it.
You'll never amount to anything.
And set it down among the other creatures. I'm assuming that doesn't take my full turn. That's up to you. What do you think?
If you're moving over and setting it down,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that would take your phone. It's not, you're okay. Not dropping.
I drop her. I drop the child harshly.
If you just drop her, it's like, you're going to be fine.
No, that's fine. And in doing so, she's concentrating so much on the creature that she is going to end her performance. But it still goes. It
still lingers. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that makes it Gavo's turn. Okay. Let's see how confused he is. That's an 87.
Ooh, almost the worst possible result.
So he attacks the creature closest to him, but he can't. So he moves. He tries to vomit on the psychopomp, and it misses. And it is the creature's turn.
Ray of vomit.
And this droning sound, it's just like so loud, it's bouncing. You're all able to resist for one way or another, but this drone is just, and all of a sudden, it vanishes.
No! You interplanar son of a bitch!
The sound is gone, and all that is left is the wails and whimpers of these Lokatha children. And we'll see you next time.
Man, it got away!
You psycho-pumping mother...
Jesus, bro.
Psycho-pump! Can't say...
Raiders of the Lost Continent is a Glass Cannon Network production. The Glass Cannon is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Ruins of Aslant is copyright 2017. Ruins of Aslant and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.